Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. I was going to ask you what the latest with Twitter is, but that just seems to be an ever-revolving story about Elon Musk versus whoever.
Oh, he's versing Apple now. He's obviously unhappy that Apple has withdrawn their advertising on Twitter, and they used to do a bit. And obviously he got the memo about that and went, nah, I'm going to unleash. So he's complaining about how Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from their app store if it doesn't have the right moderation in place. He's complaining about the fact that Apple takes 30% of app store revenue, which basically means that if you spend $8 on an in-app purchase, Apple takes 30%. Now, Elon said this morning, he said it's a secret tax. It's not a secret tax at all. We've known about it for years. In fact, Apple's been to court over it. So seems a little naive from old Elon, and I'm still not sure he knows what he's doing.
I was just about to ask, do you really think he's gone in there and said, oh, this is what I want to do? He's probably got the right ideas, but walked in there and went, maybe it's a bit over my head.
I think it might be a little bit over his head. I think he's going to get there, but I just think he's playing it out far too publicly, the whole thing. It's a very, very strange situation.
Now, let's get into some other topics, if we must. Telstra blocking over 300 million scam emails per month. There's a new scam blocking technology now covers calls, texts and emails.
Isn't this an awesome number? 332 million emails a month, which works out, by the way, at 7,600 per minute.
Wow.
That's the number of emails that Telstra is blocking that are coming to Big Pond accounts. So you'd have to be a Telstra Big Pond customer to get the benefit of this, but gee whiz, that's 38% of their email traffic is scams. That's a phenomenal amount. Yeah. And by the way, in terms of scale, they receive a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Just last Friday, Black Friday, they received 56 million emails through their system, which is 75% higher than the average Friday. So that's how big Black Friday was for Telstra. But it's not just email scams. They're blocking phone scams, about 10 to 15 million of those a month, and SMS text message scams, too, about 60 million of those. So Telstra customers are getting a good advantage in the world of anti-scam and anti-text message. So we like that. We like it a lot.
Indeed, we do. And as long as they make sure that they, you know, don't send me the one that says you owe this bill, that'd be great. That'd be greatly appreciated. SBS World Cup soccer coverage, smashing records for online streaming. But something happened for one game to switch off. What's happened?
Yeah, it wasn't good. The America versus England game just stopped working on the SBS On Demand service. It was fine on TV, but people on demand were blowing up a tweet on social media, worried that it was the Floptus again. You might remember the last World Cup, Optus had the rights to the World Cup streaming, and it failed dismally to the point where they had to just give the rights back to SBS for them to put it on TV. But this year, SBS has maintained it all for themselves, TV and online, and big numbers too. By the way, that England-America game, it was just a technical glitch caused by human error. So someone programmed the match to end when, in fact, it hadn't ended. So just a human error, not a technical glitch, unlike Optus. But the numbers are staggering, mate. Let's say 600,000 people watching on TV in metro areas, 300,000 in regional areas. They're getting 300,000 to 700,000 people watching on demand on the app or smart TVs. It's phenomenal numbers, and they should be absolutely congratulated for the success of the World Cup thus far.
It's been pretty good. And with Trevor, with Christmas just around the corner, I need some ideas for maybe some Christmas gifts. Can you help me out with this one?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of great things out there. Let's talk parents and grandparents today.
Yep.
Great ideas there. Smart speakers, I think, are great because for everyone, just asking the time, the weather, and the date is awesome and easy to do. There's smartphones for seniors out there. There's a great smartphone from IQU available at Amazon that has a normal Android, so it's got all the apps, but the icons are huge, so they're easy to see, plus physical buttons on the phone for back and home, which is brilliant. And I do love the connected photo frame. So the connected photo frame is a photo frame. You set it up at your parents' place. You could even set it up at someone's nursing home as long as there's Wi-Fi. And you set it up, and then you, on your phone, can send that framed photos at any point.
Wow.
You can share it with some other family members. So whenever something nice or beautiful happens in your family, take a photo, send it to their frame, and they'll be able to see that without doing anything. So they don't need to touch the frame. The photos just appear and rotate in front of them. The connected photo frame, just a couple hundred bucks, really, really cool gift idea.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, you can read more at Trevor's website, which, of course, is EFTM.com. Trevor Long, really do appreciate your time as always.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you soon.
That you will. It's 1332 4BU.